Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Midterm elections are just days away. The White House announced Joe Biden will take action to reduce so-called gun violence. But 3,000 miles away in the other Washington, Northwest residents have beat him to it, posting another surge in gun buying and concealed carry. In a statement released last Tuesday, according to Fox News, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Americans have been scarred by the devastating impacts of recent gun-related violent crime. In the Evergreen State, though, they're fighting fire with fire. Perhaps the growing number of armed citizens will have some kind of deterrent effect as well. State Department of Licensing revealed Washington now has 694,904 active permit holders, up more than 6,400 during the month of October. And if it continues, they will easily top 700,000 active licenses by year's end. In the process, shifting attitudes about guns and the party devoted to restricting them just might play into the outcome of some key political races. See, there's no such thing as gun-related violence anymore. People wear clothes that commit crimes. That's not clothes-related violence. People use knives. We never hear about knife-related violence. We never hear about, you know, normally they drive cars to get there. We never hear about car-related violence. Even with Daryl Brooks, we didn't hear about car-related violence. So, gun-related violence is a new subgenre designed totally to disarm you. Now, two of Biden's closest allies on Capitol Hill, Washington Democrat Senator Patty Murray and Congresswoman Kim Schreier, could be in trouble as Republican challengers are running very close campaigns. Gun voters can and will make a difference, and the reason may be buried in a Seattle Times report on spiking violent crime in King County, which encompasses Seattle. And the newspaper described the suspect in the recent shooting of a woman identified as Amanda James, 30, a mother of three, as having multiple felony convictions and who can't legally possess firearms. Yet here's this guy, what? He's out of jail on something called community custody. The shooting apparently stemmed from an argument over a stolen mobile phone. And this is a guy who should not have been out of jail. Some Evergreen Staters associate such violence with soft-on-crime policy of Democrats in Congress and in the state legislature, which, you know, has a lot to say about it. In the latest concealed carry data from the licensing department, the number of active CPLs in King County went up by more than 1,700 in October from 107,846 to 109,561. Already this year, the politically blue Evergreen State has seen the number of active licenses soar by more than 55,600. How can so many people living in a state that sends Democrats to Congress and the governor's office want to be packing hardware? Maybe it's the data that we see. According to the newspaper, there were 88 homicides in King County last year. This year, the number's down a bit. But with almost two full months remaining in 2022, the situation could change, and evidently citizens concerned with personal safety understand this. Police manpower in Seattle and King County has suffered over the past 2 years, and with fewer police, crime is on the rise. Seattle has already logged 52 murders this year and is on track to surpass the 2020 tally of 53 slayings within days. By year's end, the number will likely be even higher. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, last year there were more than 21.5 million active carry licenses in the U.S., and that doesn't cover all the bases since you have half the states now allowing permitless carry for personal protection. An updated report on concealed carry should be available in a couple of weeks, and if the surge in Washington is any indicator, the number could be eye-popping. Average citizens remember how a gun in the right hands changed things dramatically earlier this year at the Greenwood Park Mall in Indiana. There, a 22-year-old legally armed citizen named Elisha Dickin fatally shot a 20-year-old would-be mass shooter who opened fire in the mall food court. While two people were killed, many more lives were saved by the straight-shooting Dickin, who was hailed as a hero for his actions. So while Biden is determined to ban guns, people in the other Washington are stocking up. And the Seattle Times story noted, the King County Sheriff's Office in 2019 ran 15,000 background checks for prospective gun buyers, a number that jumped to 28,000 in 2020 and nearly 26,000 last year. King County is the state's Democratic stronghold. And, you know, that's not surprising because even people who traditionally vote for Democrats should want to protect themselves. You know, their own skins mean a lot to them. Whether Biden's announcement will add momentum to Democrats in tight races remains to be seen. But National Issues Survey by the Trafalgar Group offers a strong indication. When asked if they believe Biden and the Democrats have made a strong enough case for to justify voter support this year, 65.9% of the respondents said no. Among independents, that number rose to 75.4%. When asked about the outcome of this month's midterms, 50.2% of respondents predict Republicans will win both the House and the Senate. Less than 20% believe Democrats will retain control, and just over 30% think Congress will be split, with one party controlling the House and the other party controlling the Senate. GOP control of Capitol Hill will mean that Biden's threat to push more gun control will hit a wall come January. The most interesting thing about Biden at the moment is that he still continues to push for this, despite the Bruin decision. Unconstitutional laws never get to stick. They just never get to stick. And, I mean, he knows this. This is not something new. I know he's been in government for most of my life. He's been in government since I was 10-something. You know, maybe I was 11. But he continues to push for it, and in the interim, Americans are making their own mind up. And that's important in a way that is very hard for me to quantify for you just sitting here. But I will try. No matter how fast the police are, they could be 2 minutes down the road. That's still 2 minutes that you have to withstand punishment. And depending on what that, you know, if you're lucky enough to only be in a hand-to-hand confrontation, then this just means you're getting beaten to death. And how long can you withstand an all-out assault physically on your body? How much of this can you take? Now, I myself no longer condition my body to take punishment. I know what it feels like to take punishment, but that does not mean that I want to feel punishment occurring. So that becomes a thing, and I think more and more people are beginning to understand this. And as crime continues to go up, well, they're just going to keep on pushing, which is a really stupid thing to do, because we all see how that's working out for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. A number of states like California have embraced gun control. They love it. The proponents of the measure say these laws are necessary because they reduce things like homicides. And so they make up a new category that doesn't really matter. And when you hear this phrase, you should never think it means anything actually at all. They talk about gun homicide. There is no moral high ground that states that you are better off if you get killed by being beaten with a brick, knifed, thrown out of a car, thrown off of a building than if you get shot with a gun. So gun homicide is a, it's a trope. It's a made-up phrase. And they use this as proof something needs to be done about guns. Yet that argument's always felt more than a little silly. And don't get me wrong, homicides are awful. And we do need to address the murder rate here in this country. But what is silly is this focus on gun homicide, as if other murders just aren't that big of a deal or just don't happen. And the problem is this, they are, and they do. Recently, a California father and daughter were brutally stabbed to death in a shopping center parking lot. Two were attacked by a man in broad daylight while they were working on their gun. I think they were actually homeless, to be honest with you. I think they were living in the car. According to the LA Times, 54-year-old Ken Evans and 22-year-old McKenna Evans fatally stabbed in a parking lot in Palmdale, California, 11:52 a.m. on Thursday. Police reported that a male suspect approached Ken Evans and asked him for assistance with his vehicle. Two got into an argument that led to a physical altercation. The suspect then stabbed and killed Ken and McKenna Evans. McKenna died on the scene. Ken Evans died after being transported to the local hospital. Suspect was arrested, but no murder weapon was recovered. Let's think about this for just a second. Okay? This will not show up on any gun crime statistic. And it won't count as a gun murder or anything else. But does this make this death, this murder, this violence somehow less worthy? Are those who cared about these two people somehow irrelevant? And the focus on guns essentially boils down to making the case that it's somehow better to be stabbed to death than shot. It's almost like it's not a real murder unless people are shot. By focusing on the tool, though, people ignore the act itself, and that act is homicide. Homicide, it's an act, it's an action. Murder, the taking of another person's life, and that is the issue, not the implement used to take it. The survived loved ones of these two aren't somehow consoled that their beloved family members weren't shot to death, only stabbed. And stabbing homicides are an issue here in the U.S. We have a rate of knife murders well above those in Europe. Making guns go away won't change that except to drive it higher. Because a lot of gun murders are simply murders that are going to happen and the killer will use whatever tool they can to facilitate that particular homicide. It's well past time to start focusing less on the implement used and on the behavior instead, which is murder. Seems the alleged killer in this case was strung out on drugs and homeless himself, and maybe therein lies the issue as a way to reduce murders, or maybe it's something else. Now, the problem is that too many people are focused on guns and we can't actually do anything about it. Now, shifting a little bit, let's go back to the Paul Pelosi incident for just a minute, which I haven't talked about at all today. And let's put aside whether you should believe the FBI about anything. And putting that aside is a heavy lift in order to reassess the Paul Pelosi incident in the light of new and very different facts. And let's just assume that the latest version of what happened is true, and then let's look deeper. For several days, the regime media put out a story about an underwear-clad intruder who encountered an underwear-clad Paul Pelosi at 2:30 a.m. in his mansion. Paul Pelosi is known to have substance issues, having famously just gotten a DUI. Reports said he called the man his friend. That's how he described him to a 9/11 dispatcher. Reports identified the alleged intruder as a nudist activist from a commune in Berkeley. There was a third person involved who opened the door for the cops. Photos showed glass outside the house, kind of odd if this was a break-in. There was apparently no security, which is weird since Nancy Pelosi has not been shy about claiming these scary insurrectionists want to murder her. This was the story the regime media reported. Of course, any fair-minded person would assume that this was a MAGA assassin. If that fair-minded person had gobbled a handful of mushrooms and washed them down with some Everclear. Now, weirdness in Frisco is part of the city's DNA. That's just what they have. I grew, you know, when I was growing up, I saw all these storied places, but you'd see it on TV, and it just seemed different. It was definitely different from where I was from. And the event probably would have drawn little speculation, being just another manifestation of the crime in yet another Democrat metropolis, if the Democrats had not decided to try to blame conservatives for it. Not surprisingly, since the facts is as initially reported, were very odd indeed. People questioned the bizarre scenario being pushed by the regime media. And the skeptics were right to question the narrative, since the key facts recited were radically changed from those in the previous reports. Now only the intruder is in his skivvies, and maybe not him either. There's no explanation of the friend comment. We haven't heard the 9/11 tape yet. We don't have seen any security video or body cam footage. And that third party has now been erased. There's still no explanation regarding the lack of security. And suddenly, this guy allegedly has some incoherent ramblings about 911 and the Jews and the other stuff. In other words, the facts, reported by the regime media, that underlay people's original skepticism has changed. The regime media admits or claims, because who knows what the truth is, that the key original facts that spurred the suspicion about the story were false. So when the regime media complains that people do not believe the official approved narrative, they're really saying is you were wrong for believing what we told you. And of course, the fact that the regime media is pushing the Democrat big lie, the Republicans are somehow responsible for this guy, who, if you totally buy the regime media's latest story, is a raving loony, means that the regime media deserves even less trust. But then again, their track record of big lies is designed to support a political agenda by the Democrats. But, you know, we're going to take a quick moment here and take a pause, if you will. And when we get back, we're going to go over some of the big lies pushed by the regime media. Because they're the ones that are out there right now trying to tell you not to believe what we told you earlier today. That's a trick that the regime media loves to play. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA says there's a shortage of amoxicillin used by children. The drug, often used to treat bacterial infections, comes in tablets, capsules, and as a liquid. It's the liquid that's in short supply, although major pharmacies haven't yet reported many problems. The Department of Justice is announcing a huge bust in a catalytic converter theft ring.
The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in California, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, North Carolina, and Virginia. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're so valuable.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We were just talking about the regime media and the big lies they tell all the time. They fully expect you to believe, of course, all the time. Let's go through some of them, shall we? Like Trump was a Russian agent. Like the dossier and Trump's golden shower tape. Like, hands up, don't shoot. Nicholas Sandman, who is now looking for houses thanks to the CNN settlement. Juicy. The rapist fraternity in Virginia. That race car driver and the racist garage pull. Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. And it goes on and on. I mean, there's so many things I could tell you. I could just do it for forever. But I am up against the clock. So we should not only totally believe this latest story about the Pelosi attacker, or we can, and we should probably believe it without question, despite the ever-changing facts. But we should hang our head in shame and accept that we, as conservatives, are personally responsible for what the schizo freak allegedly thought. Well, that's what they want you to think. That's not actually what we should be doing. No. The regime media has not earned our trust. The regime media does not get the benefit of the doubt. In fact, it has earned our active distrust, both by its endless series of lies about us in other cases, and by its, at best, inaccurate reporting and scummy slander of this one. And the idea that because the FBI says something or the regime media says something, we must take it at face value, that's a non-starter. A crazy person was always a possibility, but that fit neither the facts as the regime media initially reported them, nor with the rabid reaction of the Democrats and their media minions in trying to blame us for the event. You don't get to tell a disgusting lie about a group of people, your right-wing views were the cause of this, and then expect the slandered to just accept the rest of what you say as if it's gospel. If this latest version of the facts is true, this is a nut who did what nuts do, and who would not have been able to do it if the Democrats themselves did not allow kooks to wander their streets. But as the red wave approaches in their desperation, the Democrats seek to lie about us and blame us for him, and then all act all huffy when we refuse to go along with it. Many Republicans responded to the initial report by condemning the crime and hoping for Pelosi's swift recovery. Now, I sat back and I knew what was about to happen. And then it did. The Democrats spit in the faces of those offering condolences and lied about them causing this attack, and many of us expected this, and the left lived down to our expectations. And we're not going to sit back and accept the Democrat big lie. We're not going to take the blame for what, if the latest story is accurate, is the result of urban Democrat policies that tolerate madness. And we're not going to be too quiet about it. Going to shift again. I'm going to shift simply because what they're trying to do is they're trying to herd us. They're trying to herd us like cattle. It's very painful at the pump, even now. Very painful at the pump. And, you know, the Democrats want us to all buy electric cars, of which there's not enough of them available for us all to buy electric cars, but that's what they want. And electric car sales are up 66% this year, which is doesn't mean that there's tens of millions of them out there, just means they're up 66%. President Joe Biden promotes them, saying things like the Great American Road Trip is going to be fully electrified and there's no turning back. And to make sure that we have no choice in the matter, some left-leaning states have moved to ban gas-powered cars altogether. Gavin Newsom issued an executive order banning them by 2035. Oregon, Massachusetts, and New York copied California. Washington state politicians said they'd make it happen even faster by 2030. 30 countries also say they'll phase out gas-powered cars. And this is just dumb. It's not going to happen. It's magical thinking. So here's some inconvenient facts about electric cars, simple truths that politicians and green activists just don't seem to understand. Physicist Mark Mills of the Manhattan Institute says electric cars are amazing, but they won't change the future in any significant way as far as oil use or carbon dioxide emission. Inconvenient fact one, selling more electric cars won't reduce oil use very much. Mills says the world has 15, 18 million electric vehicles now. The world has that many, that few. If we somehow got to 500 million, that would reduce world oil consumption by about 10%. That's not nothing, but that means it there's still 90% oil use. Most of the world's oil is used by things like airplanes and buses and big trucks and the mining equipment that gets the copper to build the electric car. Even if all vehicles somehow did switch to electricity, there's another problem. Electricity itself isn't actually very green. Some people get out there all excited about their electric car, assuming it doesn't pollute. They go silent when you ask them, where does your car's electricity come from? Because they don't know. They didn't even think about that. Inconvenient fact, too. Although driving an electric car puts little additional carbon into the air, producing the electricity to charge the battery adds plenty. Most of America's electricity is produced by burning natural gas and coal. Just 12% comes from wind or solar power. Auto companies don't advertise that. Electric vehicles in general are better and more sustainable for the environment, says Ford's Linda Zhang in a BBC interview. Now, she's a Ford engineer. If you say that to Mr. Mills, you'd say she's not ignorant. And he would probably reply, she's not stupid, but ignorance speaks to what you know. You have to mine somewhere on Earth 500,000 pounds of minerals and rock to make one battery. American regulations make mining difficult, so most of it's done somewhere else, polluting those countries. Some mining is done by children. Some is done in places that use slave labor. Even if those horrors didn't exist, mining itself adds lots of carbon to the air. Mr. Mills says if you're worried about carbon dioxide, the electric vehicle that emitted 10 to 20 tons of carbon dioxide from the mining and manufacturing and shipping before it even gets in your driveway. Volkswagen published an honest study in which they point out that the first 60,000 miles or so you're driving an electric vehicle, that electric vehicle will have emitted more carbon dioxide than if you just drove a conventional vehicle. You would have to drive an electric car 100,000 miles to reduce emissions by just 20 to 30%, which is not nothing, but it's not zero. No, it isn't. If you live in New Zealand, for example, right now, there's a lot of hydro and geothermal power. So there, electric cars pollute less. But in America, the zero-emission vehicle adds a lot of greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. The reason for that is that politicians and electric car sellers don't mention it. And the reason for that is that they probably just don't know. And that's problematic. That's really problematic when you get out there because that's a little, you know. I don't know. I don't even know how you're supposed to look at that. I really don't. So, anyway, it appears that they still want very much control what you think. I'm going to point that out when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, federal agencies are still trying to censor what you see online to protect your cognitive infrastructure here in the United States. Did you know that actually existed? I didn't know that we had a cognitive infrastructure. That's a new way of calling the narrative something else. A report Monday from the left-wing Intercept revealed shocking details on how the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security secretly affected the 2020 election and are rapidly expanding their suppression of dissent. In the spring, earlier this year, they revealed they had a disinformation governance board headed by a wacky zealot named Zena Jankowicz. The New York Post led the charge against the Ministry of Truth. And many people believe the peril ended when that board was dissolved, but far more insidious federal censorship efforts are proliferating. The FBI, DHS, Secret Service, and even Customs and Border Protection are elbowing social media companies like Facebook and Twitter to engage in censorship by surrogate, as law professor Jonathan Turley observed. He wrote, Nina Jankowicz headed the Disinformation Governance Board. As the covert war against misinformation expands, the list of federally prohibited online thoughts is snowballing. And DHS is targeting inaccurate information on the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic and the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support to Ukraine. Are federal censors still seeking to enforce Biden's delusion that COVID vaccines prevent transmission? Are they continuing to suppress any information about COVID originating in a Wuhan lab? Is any criticism of Biden's botched Afghan withdrawal considered heresy? In many cases, DHS notified Facebook and Twitter to suppress parody accounts, perhaps because nothing is more subversive than laughing at politicians. How many votes were swayed by federal censorship in 2020, and how many will be swayed in next week's midterm election? The campaign by the feds and former CIA poo boss to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story was only the tip of the iceberg in the presidential race. the FBI agent who primed social media platforms to take down the Hunter Biden laptops story, continued to have a role in DHS policy discussions. As the Foundation for Freedom Online recently reported, federal contractors also alerted DHS, which then elbowed big tech to suppress hundreds of posts by Americans that were casting doubt on the integrity of the election outcome via criticism of things like the viability of drop boxes and mail-in ballots. The real goal of the truth cops is to control America's minds. Jen Easterly, Biden's cybersecurity infrastructure security agency chief, declared that the most critical infrastructure is our cognitive infrastructure, so building that resilience to misinformation and disinformation is incredibly important. And the most important cognitive fix is to train you to never doubt Uncle Sam. That's the quiet part. Biden's national strategy for countering domestic terrorism explicitly proclaims a broader priority of enhancing faith in government. Yeah. In a March meeting with top Twitter executives, FBI official Laura Demlow warned that the threat of subversive information on social media could undermine support of the U.S. government. So the FBI has 80 agents on a task force to curb subversive data utilized to drive a wedge between the populace and the government. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Mike Benz, a former top State of, Department official, warns that thanks to DHS string pulling, the U.S. government in effect censored the ability to cast doubt on the U.S. government. On Sunday's Face the Nation, Biden chief censor Jen Easterly warned that the midterm elections face a very complex threat environment because you have rampant disinformation. Which I guess they're talking about Republican ads. Easterly didn't offer, as an example, Biden's claim last week in Syracuse that the price of gasoline was over $5 when he took office. I don't know how that would play. What moral standing do federal officials have to suppress alleged private misinformation when the head of your executive branch is brazenly lying? Federal censorship efforts have almost certainly been far more extensive than yet revealed. Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, could give a heroic booster shot to the First Amendment by revealing all the emails and texts and other messages federal agents sent to pressure Twitter to muzzle American citizens. To use one of their, you know, I always love their phrase. I love their phrase because this way you don't ever have to be wrong, right? Because we could tell them, you know, if you don't have anything to fear, if you haven't done anything wrong, you have nothing to fear. It's all cool. One last word. I'm watching Carrie Lake, and I think Carrie Lake could be the next DeSantis, to be honest with you. And Carrie Lake is just coming out swinging. I the counterpunching part of it is what gets me. That's one thing. Now then, one comment. I'm very curious about this, and if anybody's listening and wants to give me a little input on this, I'd be very interested in this. I've been doing some collaboration with Olight. I don't get anything out of it except a flashlight to review. And for some reason, people cannot separate the fact that Olight used batteries that blew up. It wasn't Olight that blew up. It was the battery they used that blew up. And for that reason, literally everybody I talk to says, stay away from them. The problem is, they're actually pretty good lights. They seem fairly heavy duty. In a lot of cases, I look at an accessory like a weapon mounted light as sort of a luxury, because all of these things require batteries, right? So if something does go really sideways and you have no capacity to recharge some of these things, then you just have something mounted to your weapon that's now in the way. But if it works, it works. And right now, while it's working, I'm just sitting back there going, I don't understand what's going on here. I really don't. So my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com, L-O-C-K-N-L-O-A-D radio.com. Any of you that just heard this little ditty about flashlights on weapons, if you want to give me your 2 cents about Olight, besides the anecdotal stuff about the guy that got killed, I know all about that poor individual. I know that it was bad. But since then, I mean, Samsung had the same thing happening with lithium batteries at that particular time. And plenty of people still buying Samsung phones. Nobody blames Samsung for the battery that they put in their phone. That just makes me wonder. That's all. I just wonder about it. That's all. I was just curious. And as for me, in about 21 hours, I'll be back. And I want you to remember this as you get ready to vote. It has never been about gun control. Never. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. You were born free. Endeavor to stay that way. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.